Welcome to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery, hosted by Ken Anderson, George Allman, and John Clements of Drab to Fab Landscaping. Garden Talk aims to introduce new ideas to help solve problems and keep you up to date on the latest development in the nursery and landscape industry. For a podcast of today's program and others, visit walteranderson.com and click on the podcast tab. Now, here's your host.
Good morning, San Diego. You're listening to Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. I'm Ken Anderson, along with John Clements. George is off today, but we have a special guest in studio. Jennifer Thompson from Philco Shears is here, and she has brought an incredible assortment of stuff that I didn't even realize you guys made. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. So give us a little bit of background on the company itself.
Sure. So Philco was created in 1945 after the ending of World War II, when people had become familiar with growing victory gardens and the commercialization of agriculture began. A very crafty gentleman named Felix Fleisch developed the Philco No. 2, which was the original patented tool. The reason why he sought to develop it immediately after World War II was he was seeking something that was lightweight, and that's where the aircraft-grade aluminum handles came in. He was seeking a carbon steel, which would hold up to rigorous pruning and cutting in commercialized fields, and he wanted to create a tool which all of the parts could be replaceable. Sort of that initial idea of sustainability and empowering workers to take care of their tools and crafting a lifetime tool. And so through the generations from 1945 to present day 2025, we're now celebrating our 80th anniversary, where we're still a family-owned and operated company based out of Neuchâtel, Switzerland. And all of these tools are still crafted today in Neuchâtel, Switzerland, which is known as the Watch Valley. Very premium watches are made in the region. We still stand behind our lifetime guarantee. If you break, snap, or crack this handle due to a manufacturing defect, we will replace the handle for life.
Well, that's one of the selling points that we use when we're talking to customers about buying Philcos. And when they're not the cheapest shear on the market by some means, but we tell them, if you don't lose it, you will never have to buy another shear, because there is nothing on them that isn't replaceable, including the red handles.
Absolutely. Yes, I was in here at Walter Anderson a few years ago, and I did a prototype to demonstrate that the red handles could, in fact, be replaced. Now, that's the coating on the exterior of the handle. We do a custom dip process in the factory for each Philco tool. But should you really be attached to that red handle, or it keeps you from losing it out there in the garden, then we encourage you to buy one of the additional red handle sleeves, heat it up in a little hot water, and add yourself a little Loctite glue and slide it on there, hold it for 60 seconds, and you've got a handle good as new.
Yeah, they are incredible shears. We before the show started, John and I were talking, and we were discussing what our favorite shears were, and Philco's at the top of the list. But we were talking about my dad was telling me at one time the best shear that was on the market, this goes back way back, was Wilkinson from Wilkinson Sword over in Sheffield, England. And I guess it was in the 50s and 60s, they were kind of like the Philco of their day, at least over here. And, and then they disappeared, and then they made a comeback in the late 70s, early 80s. But it never stuck. But I, from what I remember using Wilkinson shears, I think Philcos are far superior.
Well,
they are an amazing shear, and anybody that hasn't used them and has used FlexRake or Corona or Fiskars or one of the other shears, if you try a pair of Philcos, you won't go back to the other shears. They are that good.
The Wilkinsons, though, I could shave with the Wilkinson pruner.
Yeah, you haven't had one for a while, I take it.
That's right. No, once I couldn't find the Wilkinsons anywhere, I just grew a beard because it wasn't worth it anymore. But
sounds like you're challenging me to a duel here on the radio show.
Well, those Wilkinsons were good shears back in the day.
Yeah, they were. How did you get started with the company?
Felco does a lot of rigorous testing of its tools. That's part of the Swiss quality benchmarking. And so I actually come from a fourth generation farming family in California. My great grandmother purchased land in 1938 in what's known as the Carneros region, which spans both Napa and Sonoma valleys.
Oh, nice area.
They were original Okies that came from Oklahoma and during the Dust Bowl arrived there and grew pears, apples, sweet corn in the Carneros region and eventually did their first plantings of wine grapes in the late 1950s. And so I assumed ownership over the family ranches in 2012. And by 2015, I had discovered that my dad's Felco tools in the barn were all spray painted yellow on their handles, identifying those as his. Because if you don't lose your Felco, it's often that it's gotten picked up by your neighbor.
Rehomed.
Rehomed, exactly. And so at that time, there was a new product representative of Felco. And he approached me and said, you know, Jennifer G, I can't get any of these older generation of farmers to test out our electric tool. I'm looking for some data to describe the efficiencies which can be created in a commercial agricultural setting. Would you be willing to try our Felco battery-powered tool? And would you be willing to have your crew use it and provide data back? And we'd like to do sort of a trial in the fields. And little known fact, Felco has actually been creating electric and pneumatic shears for over 30 years. And so also a leader in that technology. And my father, in fact, owned in the barn, stashed away under his manual tools, was an original box, which it contained an original Felco electric shear, which was, at the time was a partnership with the Plant Corporation, which is a large industrial agricultural manufacturer of machine harvesters. And so the two eventually parted ways and they had this new generation. And so I tested the tool in 100 acres of wine grapes and provided the data back to Felco at that time. And subsequent studies and trials after which have demonstrated that the use of an electric tool in a commercial agricultural setting can increase your efficiencies by 20%. And that is a substantial amount when you're looking at cost savings and how do California farms survive in this economic condition and how do we do more with less and how do we empower our labor to embrace technology. And so ultimately, by staying in touch as an end user, really, with Felco throughout the years, and you see each other at trade shows or you keep in touch about how the tools were still performing, our crew, our vineyard crew, still uses those same tools that I demoed back in 2015. And so they're a 10-year tool, at least, you know, benchmarked according for our family use. And eventually they came to me, though, and said, Jennifer, we need someone who knows how to take apart a tool. We need someone who can articulate why they like the tool and why they would use this tool. Do you have a little extra time on your hands? And if you're a farmer, you've got a lot of time on your hands, right?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Depends on the time of the year.
And so I came to work for Felco 5 years ago, and I cover all of California and generally the West Coast, representing the brand, demonstrating how to disassemble the tool, take it apart, clean it, maintain it, and put it back together. And giving, you know, great radio show talks with you guys and supporting the brand throughout the United States.
I remember seeing in catalogs and at trade shows I remember the pneumatic shears and I remember seeing the electric shears and they had a battery technology has grown by leaps and bounds since then. But they had a pack that you wore on your hip. It was a belted pack, and then there was an electric cable that went to it. And I always thought, you know, God, that would be a fantastic thing. But for me, I always felt that if I was using a manual set of pruners and I accidentally started to cut my finger or my hand, I would feel it and stop. But with an electric shear, it's gone. That always concerned me about it.
So actually, I'm going to demonstrate to you. That is an interesting point. Falco does so much identification of new technologies and building that technology into its tools that this has what's called a progressive trigger. Mm-hmm. So it's going to follow my finger as I cut. Oh. So if on traditional older styles, yes, the older technology, once you touched the trigger, it would just close automatically. Whereas this tool, the blade cut is following my actual trigger finger. And so that's one piece of the extensive engineering work that goes into a Falco tool. And this also has some new cut technology, which many have been asking for since about 2015. And that is, it's creating a circuit through my body, an electrical circuit. And so when I actually touch this tool now with my skin, it will not actually close.
Wow. Nice. Nice feature.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And then it's very lightweight. I think you gentlemen should give it a spin.
Yeah. Be great for pruning roses.
That would be outstanding in.
Oh, my turn. Thank you.
That would be outstanding during the berry season.
Wow.
And it's not very heavy either.
Not at all.
No.
That's amazing. You know, and I actually cut the end of my thumb off once. Actually, it was with a Falco, but it was just mechanical. And luckily, I was at the home of the guy who did the first heart transplant in San Diego. And he sewed my end of my thumb back on because I was in his kitchen. And we didn't sew it on in the kitchen. We went to the hospital. But yeah, you have to be careful with all of your appendages. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, and that's part of the electric tool revolution is safety and training. And that's, again, part of my role with Falco and something that the company stands behind and believes extensively in is if you can actually hurt yourself on a numerous amount of garden tools.
Oh,
Farm machinery, a rake could even get the best of you, right? And so making sure that, you know, setting up the tool properly, wearing the appropriate PPE, being safe with it, understanding how the tool functions and works, and then also keeping a safe blade is a sharp blade is a safe blade. And sort of implementing some of those key standard operating procedures will keep you safe.
That is true. You're listening to Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. I'm Ken Anderson along with John Clements and our special guest, Jennifer Thompson from Falco Shears. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back with more right after this.
There's more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, George Allman, and John Clements.
And we're back on Garden Talk on KCBQ and KPRZ. I'm Ken Anderson along with John Clements and our special guest, Jennifer Thompson from the Falco Shear Company. And we are talking pruning shears and other gardening implements. Tell us a little bit more about the shears. We were talking during the break a little bit about sizing. And I think there's probably a lot of people don't realize that there is a big difference as far as size is concerned when it comes to shears.
There is. In 1945, when we created the Falco 2, again, it was the idea of it being lightweight. All the parts are replaceable. And the handle shape and style with the more vertical handles and even just the ridges that are actually built into the handle was revolutionary in 1945. And so because this was the first tool, the number two, that was rolled out across, you know, the EU into eventually making its way in the 50s to the United States, people just know the number two. And oftentimes a Falco enthusiast becomes a Falco user because their friend or loved one or other garden partner actually puts a Falco 2 in their hand and says, you've got to hold on to this. You've got to feel it. And so through that word of mouth, you know, we see Falco 2 as being one of the most sought after numbers of the tool line across the United States and across the world. But in the 1960s, ergonomics developed and science had evolved. And so the ergonomic line of Falco was introduced. And when I'm speaking with people who work in the garden or when they work in an agricultural sector where they have this tool in their hand for 8 hours a day, I try to encourage them to actually size their Falco tool in line with their hand size. You gentlemen have much larger hands than I do. So Felco tools are sized small, medium, and large. Felco also makes a left-handed tool. Mm-hmm. For anyone who's out there who's a lefty, that'd be important to note. But to go through the numbers, I oftentimes also get asked, Jennifer, what's the correspondence of the numbers? What do the numbers mean? They simply mean when the engineering staff rolled that model number off the line. So they don't necessarily have a corresponding number or a rhyme or reason. So the Felco 14 has actually just recently been reintroduced in the past few years. It's truly the only pruner that has been ergonomically designed and crafted for a small-handed person.
Almost child-sized.
I was going to say.
But for the record, I am 5'4", and I am well older and advanced outside of children age. And so I really encourage female gardeners or small-handed people, or even if you don't feel you are a small-handed person, I can say that our general manager of Felco North America is 6'4". His pruner of choice is the Felco 14. Mm. It's very lightweight. It's very nimble. And it's really about the handle size. Mm. So something also important to note about the sizing of Felco tools is that it has to do with the handle size and the grip in your palm and the leverage in the cut that you're making. And if you have too large of a handle in your hand size, then you're not able to quite grasp the tool and make the leverage cut that you need. And so another piece is that I get often asked is, well, Jennifer, the Felco 8. So we've got the Felco 14, which is small.
This is comfy, by the way. How did you like it?
It's nice.
It feels really nice in the hand.
It's not bulky at mm-hmm. all. It's like an extension of your hand.
Exactly. I was thinking it just feels like my fingers have just extended and I'm Edward Scissorhands, just being able to go at it like that.
I wouldn't want to do major pruning jobs with it, but for 90% of what I would be doing in my yard, that would be
deadheading,
perfectly
things
fine.
Like that. Yeah. It would be very comfy tipping. Yeah.
And so if you size then up to the Felco 6, which is truly a medium-sized handle, you'll actually, in the store, you're going to come on into Walter Anderson, and you're going to see that when you hold up the 14 and the 6, the cutting head is actually the same. And so then you look at the handles, and you actually see the real change in the geometry of the tool is simply in the comfort level of those handles in your hand. And so I like to show people as well that all of these tools cut just under 1 inch. And so if I can comfortably hold or palm the Felco 14, but when I size up to a Felco 6, I have to reach a little bit more with my index finger and my middle finger on the opposing handle size, perhaps the comfort level of the tool and holding it in my hand actually reduces the opening of the jaw. And so my cut capacity is in fact larger with a Felco 14 as opposed to a Felco 6.
That makes sense.
But I would say that the Felco 6, if you're getting a gift for someone or if you're unsure or you don't have an opportunity to come in and fit your hand size to a Felco tool, that you more often than not cannot go wrong with selecting the Felco 6. It is one of the leading tools that is sold throughout California. It is for a medium hand size. And in fact, we can get a little more into rotating handles if you gentlemen are interested in knowing a little bit about rotating handles. But the Felco 12 is the rotating handle version of a 6, and it is the most widely used tool in California vineyards.
Wow.
And then finally, when you size up to a Felco 8, which is considered a large handled tool, that one really you'll begin to see that I can barely grasp it. Mm. The idea is that you at least have three fingers on the opposing handle that can reach comfortably. And so again, if I get into that prone position in my hand holding the tool, I've only now got about half the cut capacity as opposed to my Felco 14, of which I have full cut capacity. And I know oftentimes it's dissuading. You look at the blade and you're standing there at the shelf and you're thinking, but Jennifer, that blade is twice the size. Mm-hmm. It's not about the size of the blade. It is about the leverage in your hand and the cut capacity.
That makes sense. Yeah. The left-handed version of this is the 8 is the not the, it's not nine.
It's the nine.
Is it nine?
Yes, you've got it.
That's what I have. And I grew up using Corona 60s and Corona 80s. Mm-hmm. And that was just the standard shear for many, many years. And then when the Falcos came out, then I probably started out with an eight.
Yep.
And then when we started bringing in the left-handed shears, my first thought was, well, that's not going to make a difference. It makes a huge difference. It really does. And that's another big selling point with the Falco shears is the right and left-handed.
Yep.
And, mm-hmm. and when I tell people about it and they seem skeptical, we just whip the shear out and hand it to them and say, see what you think.
Sure.
And then what the other thing that we tell them is, okay, take the left-handed shear and put it in your right hand and you mm-hmm. you can use it, but it feels it doesn't feel right. It does not have the same feel. The ergonomics of it are completely different.
Yeah.
And being able to use your dominant hand just gives you that much more cutting power.
Yep.
It's a fantastic selling point.
And the ergonomics are really important. I still prune several hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm an old guy. And so I like to have that ergonomics help me out so that those arthritic fingers don't go, I can't do this anymore. And only Bocco and Falco are the only two really good sets of pruners that I've seen that have a decent ergonomic quality to them. So it makes, you know, anybody who does a lot of work, I'd say invest in the ergonomics.
Well, and give me your feedback then on your pruner of choice over there in the Falco line. Falco 13, we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about that.
Well, I have pruned thousands of fruit trees, and the 13, most people have never seen a 13. It's huge. It's got to be about 12 inches long, but I can take really big girthy branches off with this thing. And so I don't have to keep reaching for loppers or the saw. This really will handle big material and very comfy in the hand, and the ergonomics make it so you can really go after some pretty girthy stuff.
Well, you can get two hands on it too.
You can. Yeah. Oh yeah. And it's got the lower handle extends past the upper handle too, which gives you a little more leverage, which I love the 13.
Yeah. That's a great shear. I have a pair of those at home as well. Touch a little bit on the rotating handle.
So the rotating handle, again, I mean, a common theme of Falco is to listen to customers and users, sort of have our eye on technology, make adjustments to our line based on health and safety in the workplace. And so the rotating handle was designed in 1968. And one of your two handles then will rotate in the palm of your hand. And really, if you start to think about when you're working with a tool in hand for 6-8 hours a day, the number of cuts that you're making on bud positions, actually you're rotating back and forth on the cane or the branch quite often with mm-hmm. your wrist. And that's placing a lot of fatigue on your wrists, your tendons, all the way through from your elbow to your shoulder. And so the idea behind the rotating handle was that the tool would begin to almost rotate in your hand, as opposed to your wrist having to make so many of those dominant back and forth movements. And so it's a comfort level that you have to get used to. I recommend them really mostly for people who have that tool in their hand for multiple hours on end. And I think you got to look at, you know, how many times do I holster or do I sheath my tool? Mm. Or how many times do I rest it there on the garden bench? And if that's the type of gardening and landscaping work that you're doing, a rotating handle may not be necessary because it's not a continuation of your hand. And it's not primarily in your hand for the hours of a day. But what the rotating handle can do is, again, just sort of back off on that tension and that stress, allow you to get through the workday much more comfortably. I do also recommend it. It's something that you might want to pick up if you have arthritis or tendon issues, because if the tool can take a little bit of the reduction of force off of your muscles in your palm and in your thumb and forefingers, you may find a little relief. Although, again, when you're first just getting used to it, two things you want to keep in mind is A lot of people will stare at the tool and then stare back at me. And then they will watch the rotating handle move back and forth in their palm and they'll keep staring at me and stare. It's one of those things where you can't let your mind take over. You have to let your hand begin to feel comfortable and relaxed. And it will begin the movements that you know and have been doing for so many years in the garden. And the other thing is, again, making sure that it's the right tool for your job. It's not something that I would recommend for people who are, cut flowers out of their garden and bring it in for a vase arrangement. Again, it's maybe the tool is not in your hand for enough hours in the day to get the true benefit of the rotating handle.
That makes perfect sense. You're listening to Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. I'm Ken Anderson along with John Clements and our special guest Jennifer Thompson from Felco Shears. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more right after this.
There's more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, George Allman, and John Clements.
And we're back with more Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. I'm Ken Anderson, along with John Clements and our special guest, Jennifer Thompson from Felco Shears. And before the break, we were talking about the rotating handle shears, and you brought out a couple of different examples. It is definitely something that takes getting used to. I myself am not a fan. I've never gotten used to it. But then again, I'm probably not the customer that this was designed for. I'm not doing the type of pruning that you were talking about, especially for any extended periods of time. If I'm going out and doing a pruning job in the yard, it's at the most maybe an hour, maybe half a dozen or so plants. So, but this is designed for very repetitive, specific types of pruning. And in that regard, I could see where it would work for me just working in the backyard. No, I'm perfectly happy with my number nines.
I think that's good guidance. Yeah. These are seen out in the marketplace because specifically on the West Coast and in California, we service a huge agricultural community. And these are a tool that our agricultural workforce has in their hand for 8 hours a day. And so one thing that is important, though, again, I don't want to deter home gardeners. If you have tendinitis or carpal tunnel or you have arthritis developing, this is something that you may want to at least give a try. And I think the guidance from the Felco factory would be, though, if you have a medium-sized hand, if what feels comfortable in your hand in a fixed handle is a Felco 6, that is truly a medium-sized tool. But what you would want to do in the rotative handle is size down because that's going to, again, you gentlemen can see that the actual smaller rotated handle of the Felco 15 is truly more narrow in diameter and shorter in length and therefore allows the tool to more freely move in your hand as opposed to getting such a bulky, grippy, larger rotator that then your hand is trying to literally manhandle the tool around. And so we oftentimes, again, really encourage end users to go talk with, their Walter Anderson staff. Ask to touch and feel a tool, ask to take it out of the packaging, or if you see me as the Felco representative at a garden center or giving a class, try to attend because I bring all of these tools with me and part of a Felco and understanding how it is leaps and bounds above the competition or other choices in the market is simply just holding and feeling it and understanding how the tool works in your own personal hand. We all wear the different size shoes, right? So true. why not a different size pruner?
Well, and speaking of that, the smaller one, it has a completely different feel to it than the medium size rotating handle. This, you're right. This one feels much more natural than the next size up. Yep. So the sizing on, that's something that I had never really paid that much of attention to. I've always liked the shears, but you're right. The sizing does make a sizing does make a big difference.
You know, I would really heartily recommend that if you have never been to maybe one of the road shows or something for Felco, or if you hear Jennifer's going to be at a nursery, go and try these, because my first pair of Felcos was from Smith and Hawken. You remember what a great store Smith and Hawken was back in 1983. I still have them. I have only had two blades that I've changed out. They just retain the sharpness forever. And for then, back then, it was a status symbol, frankly. If you had the Felcos instead of the Coronas, it's like, oh my gosh, you're driving a Ferrari and not a Volkswagen. So it was this kind of a status thing. And so I've pretty much stayed with the twos, and then I have the 13s. But I'm telling you, some of these smaller tools feel so good in the hand. I'm ready to expand my repertoire here. But I really think you should just play with all these and feel them. And by the way, in our garden group, 20,000 people in San Diego Gardener, that's a question that comes up very frequently. What pruner would you recommend? And once you try driving this, it's like truly like driving a Lamborghini versus a Fiat, or, you know, maybe your Hyundai. I mean, it's very, very different. And so you should really try these out.
Yeah, that I completely agree. You really need to try it out compared to a pair of the old style Flex Rakes, or the Corona 60 or the Corona 80
or Fisker,
any of them. And a few years ago, I'm trying to remember the name of the company. We came across them. I think it was Zenport.
From Japan, they had
reverse engineered Felco shears to the point where their shears, you could even replace parts with Felco parts. And so one year we decided we were going to try them out during bare root season, and we brought them in. We brought in several pairs for the crew to prune roses during bare root season. And after the first day, they were done. They were just, no, these are, they're terrible. The quality is, it may look the same, but the quality is not there, and especially in the blades. And they said that they'd get the bare root roses in. They come in bundles of 10. They'd get through about two or three bundles, and the shear was dull, and they had to go and sharpen it to get it moving again. And it's not worth it. They may look the same, but there is a huge difference in the quality, and I would never recommend those shears over Felcos, even though there is a cost difference. The Felcos are truly superior shears to the knockoffs that are out there on the market.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. And thank you for allowing me to dispel an urban legend on your show. I get this often, but Jennifer, I can put a Felco blade on someone else's tool. Mm-hmm. And I oftentimes try to educate and remind the customer that, again, these tools are all still built today in 2025 in Neuchâtel, Switzerland. We are one stop away from the Rolex factory on the train line. And what that ties back to is really the precision toolings that go into the craftsmanship of this tool. And so, the millimeter precision that each one of these bolts is applied, or the physics which holds the entire tool together, is crafted and built for authentic, true Felco replacement parts and authentic, true Felco blades. And you simply can't duplicate that anywhere else other than the Felco factory. And so you can put a Felco blade on an unknown or unnamed brand, but is the tool going to perform the same? Mm-hmm. Is the blade going to be able to withstand that force and pressure under other conditions, not how the tool was designed? My answer would be no. Mm-hmm. And to follow up, I would also point out that if you were going to make a purchase decision between the $25 to $40 no-name tool and an $80 or a $90 Felco pruner, you can probably guarantee or bet that you're going to throw the no name away every year, two, or I'll even give you 3 years. Mm-hmm. That's going to break, degrade, be uncomfortable in your hand, be damaged in some sort every 1 to 3 years, whereas a Felco is for life. So if you simply do the math on, let's call it a $30 pruner times 3 years, you're at $90, or one purchase, one time, a Felco pruner at $90, which lasts for life, which is the better value?
No.
That's true. And then also, if you think about it, you buy the no-name shear and then go out and buy the Felco hook and the Felco blade to put in your no-name shear, you're probably right about where you would be buying a Felco shear. Yeah. So they really are an investment, but they are worth the investment. They truly are. Why don't you tell us about some of the specialty shears that Felco makes?
Sure, absolutely. So Felco has been widening its line of professional tools. That's another interesting factoid from Felco, is that any Swiss-made tool coming out of Switzerland, the Swiss government mandates that we offer a warranty. Can't leave the country without a warranty. Mm. And so all Felco manual hand pruners have a guaranteed for life warranty on the aluminum handles. But anything that you see on this table today also comes with a warranty. We're making a fabulous selection of new aluminum loppers with an I-beam construction, which again gets into the geometry of an I-beam can be very lightweight, but very durable. And so we have a 2-year guarantee on all of the handles for Felco two-handed tools. If you can break that lopper, I challenge you to have me back here to the radio station and we'll take a look at that break in the handle. We're making some wonderful head shears also with the I-beam construction that has, components to the hedge trimmers that I'd like to point out others do not, such as a grease bolt actually in the hedge trimmer so that you don't need to disassemble, take it apart. We're thinking ahead to make your job easier there
like
in the garden.
Like a zerk fitting?
Yep, exactly.
Oh, wow.
We've widened our breadth of tools in that we are now making a Felco citrus snip.
Great. I love those, by the way.
Great for
those
California so nice. Citrus.
And speaking as a horticulturist and fruit tree farmer, can I tell you that you really don't want to be pulling your citrus off your trees? It's not good for the trees, not good for your fruit, especially mandarins and things. Like this would be so ideal for picking kishu mandarins because if you tear the skin on a kishu, then it will mold in about 3 days because of the high sugar content. And these would be perfection to have. And they're very comfy in the hand. So you should really invest in these.
Yep. That's called the Felco 330. Another winner in my mind is the Felco 322. This is a garden snip. Now, again, you think, but Jennifer, I can buy a no name for $6, $18. Go ahead and feel that. That's got a lightweight spring in it. So the style and design of that spring, again, is with ergonomics in mind, that it's spreading out the force of which you're closing that snip or deadheading, that repetitive moment, that's spreading that out across your palm. And then really, we're the only ones in the marketplace that have bumpers on our snips.
Ooh.
And so coming together there with that flexibility and that cushion makes a big difference.
Oh, that's comfy.
That's really nice.
That feels so good.
You can either use it deep in the palm of your hand or you can just use it at the tips of your fingers too. That's a fantastic tool.
And I have some that are similar. So essentially the same type tool, but a lesser quality company. And I'm telling you, this is like night and day difference. That feels so good in the hand.
And I like to call that a Felco gateway drug because that's about a $20 snip MSRP.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. So you can get into some Felco tools, begin to get the experience with the line and see how quality they are. And then maybe you upgrade yourself if you're unfamiliar. These little bonsai snips.
Oh my.
Again, we're thinking of the consumer in mind or commercial agriculture in that they have a length or a sizing on there so that you're clipping all of your parsley bunches at the same length for ornamental gardening, edible gardening. And that is, we are in California, gentlemen, so it's named the Felco 420.
Oh, goodness. For special cultivation.
Yeah. Special cultivation.
That's a very nice, tool as well.
Oh, my goodness. It's so light.
Yeah.
It feels like a feather.
Yeah, you're not holding anything.
Wow. Well, that feels so good.
Felco, Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. I'm Ken Anderson along with John Clements and our special guest, Jennifer Thompson from Felco Shear Company. And we're going to be back with more right after this.
There's more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, George Allman, and John Clements.
And we're back with more Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. I'm Ken Anderson along with John Clements and Jennifer Thompson from the Felco Shear Company, and we are talking about Felco shears and Felco tools in general. The shear that you were just talking to John about is more of a utilitarian shear. It's a fantastic, the model is?
This is called the Felco CP. And another fun fact about Felco is we make a bunch of industrial tools, cable cutters for large tire manufacturing, barbed wire cutters that are heavily used by the United States military. This is called the Felco CP, which is considered an all-around tool or a tin snip, but it is been tested, and I think it's just wonderful for cutting up aviary wire to keep those gophers out from underneath your lawn, chicken wire for around your tomatoes, leather, metal strapping. It's just a really good all-around tool. Again, Felco is sturdy, and whatever Felco garden tool and shear you're actually using is wonderful, but I hear that a lot of irrigation tubing often gets cut with those, and we think that we can use it for everything. We like to encourage people to know that we make other tools that are all-around tools, and that's what you should be using.
I do have a pair of these in my toolbox in the garage, and they come in handy for all kinds of utilitarian stuff that I wouldn't use a pair of garden shears for. And especially opening clamshell packages and things like that, the sealed packages. Yeah, that is a fantastic tool. One of the things that makes Felco so great is the quality of the blades, and they are resharpenable to a certain point. At one point, we just let people know that you're probably better off just replacing the blade, which we do offer. It's super easy to do, and we'll actually, if somebody comes in and wants to buy a new blade for their shear, if they bring the shear in, we'll even replace it for them. It's easy enough to do. But touch a little bit about sharpening and maintenance.
Sure.
In fact, I was in our break, I was asking Jennifer about, so in my pocket I carry a competing carbide sharpener, because I'm sharpening tools literally every day. And so I just touch up the blades with this carbide sharpener. I showed it to Jennifer, and then she hands me the Felco version. And even in my hand, it's feather light. It looks so magnificent and industrial and so Swiss compared to this other one, which is really very pedestrian. So I've not sharpened with it yet, but already I love it.
So, and I know you can see you're a man of discerning interests. That Felco 906 is a carbide sharpener, and I'd like to point out that it has two really smart engineering pieces about it. One is the little hole at the bottom so that it can actually go on your keychain so that you don't lose it. So it's on my personal keychain at home. It's great for party tricks and hunting knives, you know, at the dinner table. We need to sharpen those up. But also, if you look at the carbide and you then hold it up to your competing carbide sharpener, tell me, what do you think? How much carbide did they give you for $13 on that competing tool?
A third less.
Just a third less. And so, you know, again, we're in a world of consumerism, and Felco and the Swiss way is that something lasts for lifetime, or that we give customers more value. And so that carbide is so substantial on the Felco 906 that once you finally wear that down, you can actually remove those two Phillips head screws, flip over the carbide, and get double the life.
I was going to ask, it looks like a reversible bit on there.
It is. And so you're actually getting, you know, twice the value for the same price. And you're throwing one less thing away so quickly into the landfill, right? So that's a wonderful tool. That's called the Felco 906. The idea behind carbide, we'll talk about a couple different styles or types of sharpeners, but carbide is a stronger metal than a carbon steel. And carbon steel blade is what a Felco blade is made out of. We have a proprietary blend of metals within our blades. Something that the listeners might be interested in is that Felco has one of the highest nickel contents in their carbon steel blades, and that allows the blade edge to be kept sharper for longer. So it's sturdier in the field, which prompts that you do not necessarily need to sharpen it as much. But again, as I mentioned in one of the earlier segments, a sharp blade is a safe blade. So depending on usage, you may want to be sharpening up to once a day. If you're a heavy user, again, you're out there, you're in a large multi-acre garden, you're cutting a variety of denseness and hardness in woods to roses to small perennials, that could dictate that you're maybe sharpening once a day. But again, once a week, if you're just out there kind of here or there, all the way to, you know, once a month, if you're inside at the sink, maybe trimming your floral bouquet that your lovely partner has brought to you. And so I have three sharpeners. Actually, I'll put my fourth sharpener in my hand. That's the first one we talked about, which is the Felco 906. The second one, very useful tool, multi-tool, called the Felco 905. What I like about this is that it actually has a 7mm and an 8mm socket wrench on one end. And that allows you to actually open up your Felco tool should you need to replace any part or blade. And on the Felco, sorry, the 7mm, that's actually to adjust your thumb catch. And then on the opposing side of the tool, looks kind of like the length of a pencil, is again the carbide sharpener here in one position. And then this is really handy. This has actually already got the 23-degree angle built into it.
So the perfect bevel for the
perfect bevel. Wow. Exactly. And so if you are a home gardener or if you're a professional landscaper, this sort of takes the thinking out of it. And so opening up a Felco tool, holding it so that you have good leverage with your fingers away from the blade, and then simply running this back towards you like a knife sharpener or a block is how this actually accomplishes getting it sharp. And so all Felco blades come out of the factory with a 23-degree angle. Again, if you think back to your fifth or sixth grade sort of geometry of a 180 circle, you're at 0%, you're at 45, you're at 90, you're at 180. Get yourself to 45 here against the blade and then find that half at 23 degrees and pull back. And that's how you use a carbide sharpener and an interesting new tool that's widely sought after. This one is down there, the Felco 904, available here at the Poway store at Walter Anderson. Really love this because, again, the ergonomics of how it fits into my hand gives me a lot of leverage, pull back like I'm peeling a potato.
That's got a lot of carbide on that one, too.
It does. Give that one a try.
That's huge.
And finally, the Felco 903, a personal favorite of mine. This is a diamond sharpener. And what I like about this is I like the shape, kind of shaped like an elongated football, so that I can get really deep into the back of the bevel edge and pull back. And a diamond is much like when we go to the dentist and they're using burrs on our enamel. You know, you want to use the finest grade because you don't want to take off all that really good Swiss German steel. And so, again, just pulling back. That's a few options for you.
Oh, nice.
I have one of those floating around in my tool collection as well. Yeah, those are the diamond sharpeners are very nice as well. This one is 905.
That's nice.
That is really slick. And it's that angle that always can be kind of difficult to deal with. And the fact that it's got the wrench on it too is really handy. The little tool that comes with every pair of Felco pruning shears, the little steel one, is nice, but sometimes you need a little more leverage than what you can get out of that.
Yeah, believe it or not, that small adjustment tool that you're talking about, two things on it is one, it's the original adjustment tool that was designed in 1945, and we still continue to stamp it today. It's considered to still be an accessory and a part you can repurchase. I think it's about $2.75.
I actually have one. I have one on my key ring, and I use it to adjust the shears when I'm out in the field. Yep. Or open a box that comes in from Amazon. I mean, there's all kinds of different things you can do with it. But it is for as simple as it is, it is a handy little tool to have.
Yeah. And that's the one thing for me that would always come out of adjustment would be the little thumb catch.
Mm.
And then I don't know what you call it, but essentially the fingers that hold the adjustment in place, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. is what always comes loose for me.
So that's a really great, again, not an urban legend, but something that I get asked often is, why is my thumb catch swinging around, Jennifer? And it's either because you don't have it adjusted properly with the 7mm wrench, or little known fact is there is a small spring washer mm-hmm. up mm. underneath the thumb catch, which is very important to keeping the tension mm-hmm. of the thumb catch in place. And so more often than not, I'll open it up and it will be gone. And someone will say, mm. no, it wasn't there. And I say, this is Swiss precision. Everything is there.
It was there.
but that's a good reminder to also let listeners know that you really want to use a socket wrench. You do not want to ever use a flathead screwdriver on your Falco.
Oh, okay.
It's simply too much torque on the tool. And you've got to think about how this aluminum is very strong, aircraft grade aluminum. However, aluminum in general is a soft metal. And if you mm-hmm. provide too much tension and torque on these screws, you will strip out the toolings that are crafted in the interior of the handle. And one other item, because I can see we're looking at these maintenance products. Falco does make some really wonderful maintenance products. If you want to keep your lifetime tool for life and you want to take care of it, absolutely. The recommended service is for heavy professional use to replace your blade and your spring annually. Garden tools, garden users, maybe not as often, but if you've lost that 23 degree angle on your bevel edge, you probably want to replace your blade. If you can run your finger over the blade and feel a roughness to it, which is like debris and buildup and some rust and remnants, pitting. Mm-hmm. You got to think about your plants, right? Mm-hmm. When you're making that bypass cut, you're then tearing up the cambium of the plant, opening yourself up to pest and disease. Mm-hmm. So probably try to, you know, replace your blade. Anyone can do that here. I think they offer it here at Walter Anderson to help you out with that. But we do recommend a daily lubricant and spray and cleaner, which also has a rust inhibitor. Mm. Really nice for this weather here in San Diego. And that's the Falco 980. To replace your blade, you want to use the Falco 990, which is a synthetic grease, which when you disassemble and clean the tool, don't put it together without lubrication. You wouldn't run your car without oil, would you? And then the Falco 981 for deep, intensive cleaning, really scrubbing with a small steel brush and getting all of the dust and debris, which I oftentimes get asked when we're doing Falco workshops, what about WD-40? Please don't use WD-40 on your Falco tools. A wonderful marketing campaign. We all use it for a lot of things, right? But with Falcos, again, it's too sticky and it attracts dust and debris into your tool.
Okay. Very interesting. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us here on Garden Talk. It's been a wealth of information. And as we've said, Falcos are our share of choice. And I think everybody at both of our stores carries a pair that fits them well, because size does make a difference when it comes to shears. You've been listening to Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. I'm Ken Anderson along with John Clements and Jennifer Thompson from Falco Shears. Go Falco. We'll be back next week, everybody, with another hour of Garden Talk. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery, independent and family-owned since 1928. For more information about plants, products, expert advice, news, classes, podcasts, and more, visit walteranderson.com.